News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the first trucks carrying humanitarian aid have been allowed into Gaza following a nearly 3-month blockade of food, medicines and other supplies. And Alistair Bunkle, Sky News Middle East correspondent, joins us. Alistair, aid trucks going in, but it looks from the outside anyway, it's a bit like a drop in the ocean.
Yeah, I mean, if even that, I haven't had the figures from this morning yet, but last night, I think 9 had been approved for entry and 5 had gone in. So, you know, you can't be sniffy about the fact that some aid is getting in because it is desperately, desperately needed. But most estimations say you need about 500 to 600 trucks a day to get in. So at the moment, yeah, it's an absolute drop in the ocean.
So it's a 1% of the needs situation. In terms of desperation, are things, you know, we keep hearing things, we've heard for a very long time now, things are bad, but are they at literally crisis point at this point?
Yeah, they really are on pretty much every level, and exacerbated by so many factors as well. So, you know, if you have a lack of aid, so lack of basic things like food, water, but baby milk, nappies for babies, sanitary products for people, you know, everyday life that everybody takes for granted. If you have a massive lack of that, that then creates desperation. It creates inflation. Rampant inflation for the products that are available when a lot of people haven't been able to work and earn a living for a year and a half. You've then got the conflict going on around you and expanding in intensity, but also in scope. That then creates a desperation. Desperation creates a breakdown in security. So, you know, okay, those 5 trucks that went in yesterday will probably, as aid agencies said, be looted almost immediately, because there is such a desperation.
Okay, and that is understandable. I've seen reports saying that a 2.5 kilo bag of flour in Gaza is now €250, which I think a kilo bag of flour here is about 80 cents. These are extraordinary prices for people who haven't got much money. I heard you say yesterday that where the aid is going to go is going to go into southern Gaza and central Gaza. Is that deliberate? Is that to motivate desperate people to move outside northern Gaza, do you believe?
Well, I think there's a couple of different things here. The aid that was going in last night and probably will go in today will go in via the crossing, I understand, in southern Gaza. So would enter that part of the Gaza Strip. And I think it's unlikely it would get much beyond there. But there's this thing called the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation.
Yes.
That's this independent organization that's supposed to be up and running in about a week's time. The US is behind it. Israel's behind it. Everybody else is not behind it. They are going to set up 4 hubs, 3 in the south, 1 in the center. And so, yeah, there is a concern that one of the strategic regions for the hubs being there is to effectively lure people down to the south. Because if that's where the aid is, people will come to the aid and that will help clear out the north.
Yeah, that would make sense in a dreadful way. Alistair, the leaders of the UK, Canada and France have come out with quite a strongly worded statement. We strongly oppose the expansion of Israel's military operations in Gaza. How significant is that? The UK in particular have been a reasonably staunch ally of Israel.
Yeah, I do think the UK in particular in this, because President Macron's been pretty punchy of late and come in for criticism from Benjamin Netanyahu. But, you know, the British government has sort of steadily increased its criticism of Israeli actions. But I've never known language like this coming from the British government and threatening Israel to take further action if they don't stop. Now, whether or not it has an impact, whether or not it changes anything, you know, I don't think it will do unless they follow through with their threats. But it absolutely signifies a real quite quick shift in tone from countries that were previously close allies to Israel.
And I suppose, do we have any way of knowing what the further action that they might take, what shape or form that might take, or that would be purely speculative at this point?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if I was to guess, I mean, obviously they have sanctions available and they have taken out some sanctions against West Bank settlements, but nothing except against the Israeli government vis-a-vis the war in Gaza. you know, the British don't really supply arms to Israel in a meaningful way. I mean, a tiny, tiny percentage, so that wouldn't have much impact. They're not really considered to be a staunch ally in the UN Security Council either, so it's not like they could withdraw that. But yeah, I don't know, but it'd be interesting to see.
We shall watch the space and no doubt be covering that as it unfolds. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Alistair Bunkle there, Sky News' Middle Eastern correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.